The turkey will barely be digested when a bunch of stores open for your early holiday shopping. Just a sample here. Walmart opening at 8 p.m. tomorrow. That's Thanksgiving night. Target opening at 9 p.m. Best Buy at midnight.
So as you think about shopping for your gadgets, Dimitri asks WTOP's tech guy Greg Stebbin whether Black Friday and Cyber Monday are really the best days of the year to shop for those tech gifts.
Researchers will actually go back and compare prices from after these 3 days through Christmas. We know from past years like 2011 and 2010 that Black Friday and Cyber Monday have not necessarily had the best prices. And there's a logic to that too, because if you're a retailer or a big chain and you didn't get all the sales you wanted out of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, what are you going to do? You're going to keep dropping your prices or offering even better deals as you get closer to Christmas. So if you love Black Friday and you love the spectacle of it all, go for it. Have a great time. But if you don't like it and you're only going because you think it's your only chance to save money, then I say stay home and enjoy yourself and don't worry. The deals will still be there as Christmas gets closer.
And how close should you cut it? I mean, should you take it to 1 week before Christmas, even just a couple of days before?
If you're making a big purchase, it's worth investing more of your time to get the best price. If you're making a small purchase, how much time and effort is it worth to save $1 or $2? And I think sometimes people are obsessed over the price they pay and they don't realize that their time is worth money too. And I think there's a flip side to what I just said too, which is if you're making a big purchase, let's say you're buying a 55 or a 60 or an 80-inch big screen TV, price shouldn't be the only factor there anyway. You really should be going to a store where they have great expert salespeople and advice. And that's worth paying for, because when you pay a big ticket for something, you actually want to get the best thing for you versus just knowing I saved $20 and I got something I wasn't really happy with.
You don't have to be a tech guy to know that it does look like tablets and smartphones will be very hot this year. Am I right?
Yeah, I think they're going to be huge. And I think there's a reason. I think not only do you have a lot of people that are going to be getting their first smartphone or their first tablet or both, I think a lot of people who bought into these early are now ready to upgrade and get a new one. So I think there's really a double market there. And the market has really responded. Now there's multiple iPads you can choose, the iPad 4, the iPad 3, and the iPad mini. And unlike last year, now there are just a ton of viable Android tablet options as well as some really great Android phones. So I think people really have an incredible choice here, both with tablets and smartphones that they didn't have before. And I really encourage people to shop around both for price and also for making sure you're getting the right phone or tablet and the right features that are best for you.
Well, how do you know what to buy?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of rules of thumb here. If you, for instance, already have bought into the Apple product line of iPods, iPhones, and now you're adding a tablet, it just makes sense to stay in the Apple family. You'll use the same apps, it'll work the same way, and you'll use the same charger, which frankly is very, very important. Same thing with Android. If you already have an Android device, get more Android devices. And even there, if you don't have either Apple or Android, frankly, I think the next place to take your cue is to think about who's the person I'm going to call for advice with this device? Who's going to help me with my smartphone or my tablet? And once you figure out who that person is, get what they have, because then they will know how to help you.
We're paying good money for all this stuff. Where should we go for the best deal? How do we know if we've gotten the best deal?
Well, of course, the internet always becomes a very powerful tool for shopping, whether you're buying something online. Now, as far as tablets in particular go, because I think that's a hot item this year, Apple actually only generally has a sale one day a year, and it's Black Friday. So either get to a store or get online if you want to take advantage of those prices. We don't even know what the sale prices are going to be, but we do know they will be having a sale and it will only last one day. As far as the Android tablets go, I actually think this is one item where waiting may be beneficial, because there are so many tablets from so many very keen competitors in this space. We may see the prices dropping dramatically even as we get closer to Christmas. Of course, keep in mind, if you buy something early in the Christmas shopping season and you buy it at a store or an online retailer with price matching, then you're really covered all the way through Christmas. But I think Android tablets in particular are one place where we may find some great deals that still are yet to come.
What about you? What are you looking for under the tree this year? And is it even a gadget?
My answer might surprise you, Dimitri. I'm actually looking for something that's not high tech. It's not even low tech. It's actually no tech. I spend a lot of time looking at screens during the rest of my life and during the holidays. I want to spend my time with the people that are most important to me, my friends and family. And so my real goal for Christmas is to give them as much of my time as I can without sneaking that look at my phone to see who's been emailing me. And frankly, the gift I want from my friends and family is for them to do the same thing. I'm hoping we have a no-tech holiday, and I really encourage other people to consider doing that within their families or with their friends as well.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbins.
Don't send him an email. He apparently won't respond over the holidays.